Case number 10,450, Lauren C. Brazier, southeast of Road 321, 533 feet southwest of Road 323, being parcel B, a special use exception for a miniature golf course and to retain a golf driving range.
Your name and address, please. And is this young man going to testify also? Will he testify? Okay.
Take the rest.
Your name and address? You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening. Can you explain to the board? Are you going to help? Okay. Get this turned in. Okay.
Requesting permission for a mini golf pad. Basically concrete pad with fenced around it with more likely 12 holes, starting with 12. We're asking for a little bigger than when we're really going to build it, you know, if we want to add a few holes, so it won't be over that big. I'm well within my, setbacks.
Setbacks, you'll be able to meet all your setbacks with it. And Liz?
It's a continuation of this site where there's a golf driving range that
fired on the owner.
We're asking for you to extend that to.
Okay, so there is, I thought there was a
driving range.
Driving range there now, so this is an extension of that.
Off to the side.
Right off to the side. Mm-hmm. It'd just be a pad and it'd be a walkway to it, right off the parking lot.
How long has the original one been in operation?
It's our fourth season.
Fourth year there.
So are there lights on the property?
Security
lights.
Mm-hmm. Not lights that would allow people to play after dark.
And this is going to be right off the end of the where your shop and stuff is, the entrance to it right now on Kruger Road, right? Mm-hmm. Correct, right to the left of it. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
The mini golf pad, what is that? What is that going to be? Just
putting.
It's for putting.
It's just 12 holes, and you go from one to the other and just.
Oh, okay.
It's an obstacle.
Oh, okay.
There's no driving, right?
No driving, okay.
More for family and kids and.
Would that be lighted at nighttime?
Okay, would you have to ask permission for that if we saw the requirement and the demand for it? Would we have to ask permission to have that?
Rick.
Oh. They're not, but for the mini, would have to have permission for the lighting?
I don't think right now there's anything precluding it, but that's why I asked. I mean, that's the kind of thing sometimes people get.
But that's what he's talking about, putting lighting on the mini.
On the mini, they might want to.
Oh, okay. I just asked you that question. You said
there is.
Oh, I thought you meant on the range. No, there's none on the range. But I have a pole set, and I was going to put four lights on around it, shine it straight down on the pad. I didn't know you have to have approval for that.
So that's just on the pad, it's not?
Yeah, it's strictly over access to the pad, that's it.
So, you know, one light?
Probably four.
On this one pole.
But they'll be facing straight down.
Now, where you're located, if you're gonna do that, I'd suggest you get in touch with the people at the airport.
Oh.
They get a little irritated sometimes when lights shine up in their airplanes.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, trying to help you out, you know, different things that I could tell you was unaware of it after Mr. Workman had asked it.
Well, I don't know when that would even come to be. It's, we've got to see whether there's even a demand for this.
If there's a demand for nighttime.
And that's why.
There's not for the range. So it's dismissed, we don't even think about it, you know. I guess.
It's just questions that.
I know.
To help you really to get in that.
You understand this would also, both of these would still have a 5-year maximum lifespan. You have to come back every 5 years for these.
And you say you got, this is your fourth season you're into right now?
I guess, I didn't remember.
Seems like that. I think we started our first season halfway through it because of entrance issues and we had to get that finished and complete and then we were already working into our time.
You open year round?
Open year round.
And I know. Six season, or seven season.
Madam Secretary, do you have that one at first approval?
I have the previous board case number, but they have not, the 5 years is not up yet. But I could.
No, that's fine.
When did that end?
If, I could call you later with that, if you would like.
Okay. To a major possibility.
On the application, it states at a time, you're requesting a time extension for the existing.
Yes, I was gonna say, they're also asking for a time extension for 5 more years for the existing.
Yeah, for the existing range, right. And I assume they would want them to run together, so you would start them both.
Not run out yet, but they're asking for it together.
You could start a new 5 right now.
Simpler to do that, I guess.
Yes.
Wouldn't that shorten our time? Because our time isn't up yet, if you started.
But it's not far away.
Okay.
I think it's.
Well, if they stagger them, then you gotta come in twice.
Got it.
For a renewal, so that wouldn't make much sense.
If you're only like 5 months left or 6, you might as well, I mean, it's up to you, but while you're here.
Well, you just said 12 to me.
I thought it was something like it was gonna be about 12.
You got another year on it yet?
Yes, because we had to, I asked for an extension because of the injury. Delta held us up so much that.
They allow more time because it was a setback for us for our time. So they gave us more, extending it.
Who's that, Delta?
Yeah, they kind of, because we were supposed to have, I think it was called occupancy or something, I can't remember. And we weren't gonna make it, and I wrote a letter, and that's, we were granted some time, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it came back to us, Susan?
I have to check that, but I don't have record.
Yeah.
Probably did write a letter to Mr. Lank asking for.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he gave that to him then.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay. But, so you still wanna go ahead with the time extension, I mean, go ahead and start your 5 years, I mean, now?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
All right. So, we want the time extension. There was no other questions, right?
No.
You have any other further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? There's two. Okay, would you like to come forward, please? You can sit right down up front here. You need to come up forward and be sworn in, ma'am.
Name and address, please.
Tiffany Cookall, 24799 Silver Road, Georgetown.
Sir?
24799 Silver Road.
You both swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, yes, tonight. Good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
You're in opposition to this, case?
Yes. We are the neighbors to the golf farm. If you look at the drawing that Mr. Brazier provided, on the right-hand side, you will see T. Cofeld. That is our property. The dots along that property line are some trees that we had planted. We are in opposition of the extension of the driving range as well as the mini pad for several reasons. We have pictures. I have golf balls that have landed in our backyard. We have three small children, and may I approach you with some pictures so you can see?
You give them to the secretary, please, and she'll pass them down.
As you look through these pictures, you will see that the driving range is located very close to our property line. Our house sits maybe 60 feet off of our property line. Therefore, our number one concern is the safety for our children. We moved into this property. We bought this property 8 years ago, and we moved there to get away from commercial businesses and be in a rural area. There are several different factors. The first is the safety with the children. It's just a matter of time statistically before someone on our property gets injured from a golf ball. It also makes the back of our property, goes all the way back to the back of the diagram. We have a total of 8 acres. Makes that whole left side, the back part of our property, unusable because it's not safe. The fence, the netting that he's put up only goes so far down the property, as you can see in the pictures. Therefore, we leave the remainder of the back property farmed because we can't use it. I can't let the kids go out and ride their four-wheelers. We can't have baseball games back there. We can't ride go-karts because we're afraid of the golf balls going in the area. There's numerous golf balls that we have that have landed out by our swing set. This one particularly was struck by the lawnmower. Thank God none of my kids were outside. When the property gets farmed and we have the combine out there, we had that combine hit one of these one time and shot it and almost busted my window in my house because it was in that backfield. Now, we were approached by Mr. Brazier before he even had the public hearing. He approached my husband and told my husband his intentions and asked how we felt about it. And they had a conversation, and us out of good neighborly, being nice and being neighbors, we said, sure. He said, I want to put up a driving range. He said, we have a problem with it. My husband said, no. As you can see, they own property all the way to the edge of Brazier Road. We never thought in a million years they were going to put it right off our property line. So that's why we didn't attend the first public hearing. Once the nets went up, I called Planning and Zoning, made a formal complaint. They said there was nothing I could do until his permit was up. I told them that we were concerned for the kids. This was during the time the nets had just been erected, but they weren't far enough down our property line to protect all of our property. And the other issue is, how high is high enough? How do we know exactly how high we need those nets to be in order to protect our side of the property? And who's to say, even if you put the nets up, that there isn't a hole that develops overnight? Somebody comes in the next morning and a hole happens to get through the hole and hits, or a ball happens to get through one of the holes and lands on the property. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason we did not attend the first public hearing. Also is we've had, about 4 years ago, we looked at selling our property, and we were told that it was going to be very unmarketable because of the site. The nets are very ugly. And right now they're damaged. They have holes in them right now. So we were told by a local realtor that would greatly affect our market value. So we feel, out of all the property that's sitting there that the Braziers owned, they could have put it a little bit farther away from our property instead of it being so close right on top of us. We haven't had any problem with noise. That's not a problem, or it being, not clean. That's not the issue. The main issue is the safety of our children. The back part of our property is unusable. It's affecting our market value. And Troy has talked with Mr. Brazier before about putting more nets up, but nothing has been done yet. And like we said, who's going to determine, if this is approved, who's going to determine how do we know how high we need those nets? And like I said, my concern also is a hole gets, you know, it's just a matter of time statistically, as you can see from the pictures, before somebody gets injured. And I don't want to take a chance of somebody visiting my house being in the backyard, and then if they get struck by a golf ball, sure, it's coming from the golf farm, but they're on my property. You know, so this whole area back on Kruger Road is a rural area, and we'd like to see it kept that way. I don't think this is the place for a driving range.
All right.
Do you need to keep this?
No, I don't think so.
So that's our, do you have anything to add?
Anything else to add, sir?
Pretty much labored it all.
Okay.
Ma'am, this picture of the driving range, is that on, these trees on you or the trees on him? His trees?
According to the survey he had done, they're on his. And when I put them up, when I first moved out there, I put them up.
You put them?
No.
I thought you said.
We had somebody come in and put them. We had somebody dig them for us.
Okay, mm-hmm. So is the net on you or?
No, and that's on him.
The net's on him, but the trees, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had the trees when we first moved in. We had somebody come out and plant the trees for us. And his father, Leroy Brazier, was very friendly, would come over and chat with us. And after we had the trees put up, he'd come over and talk to us. And he talked to my husband, and he said, oh, you're putting some trees up. That's really nice. At that time, it was just farmland. It was not being used for anything except farming. And he told my husband, my husband said, you know, does everything look okay? Which we went off our survey when we had the trees planted. And he told my husband, he said, even if they're a couple feet on my property line, he said, it's not an issue. It's just farmland. So we never did, you know, it was out of sight, out of mind. We didn't, you know, think anything else of it until he put his golf farm in, and then he had to get it resurveyed, and we found out that the trees were on his property. If by chance it gets down to a situation where we have to get the trees removed, a couple $1,000 is nothing in my pocket compared to the safety of my kids. I'll have the trees removed, you know, whatever. I don't want to take the chance of something happening, not just for me, but for his protection also. If you go out there now, you'll see the numerous holes in that net. Right now, today, I cannot let my kids out in that backyard because I just can't trust it. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one golf ball to the head.
How many times is he busy all the time?
I'd say steady.
The weekends more?
Yeah.
I mean, it gets
especially
good
during
business.
Good weather.
your backyard goes as far back as the tree line?
Yes.
No, our backyard stops at the tree line. Then from the tree line on back is farm.
If you see these trees, right where these trees end is where our actual grassy backyard ends. And then this whole area back here, we have farmed.
So does the net protect your whole backyard, or supposed
no.
to?
No,
that's what it's meant for. But we still get golf balls in the yard. We get golf balls around a swing set.
Does the net go as deep as your backyard?
No.
Does it go all the way to the end of your backyard?
No.
And you're saying that the ball would go through the net anyway?
Yes, there's holes mm-hmm. in it. And I don't know if they're going through the holes, if they're going over the top of the net. I don't know.
We don't know.
I don't know. I've never actually seen one go through there, but they get in the yard.
So he was supposed to put nets farther down yet?
I've talked to him, and I think that's the plan for the future, he says. But like me and my wife say, how do we know how high is too high? You know,
yeah.
A golf ball you can hit, God knows, yeah. Pretty high. So, I mean, I don't know. You put a net up, how high is high enough? And what's it going to look
and
like
you can see
all the way
the
down
pictures,
the property line?
Just,
you know, how's it going to look?
You know, you got these telephone poles with these nets hanging up there, and one bad storm or, you know, it's just, it worries us.
Is there anything that you knew of that could be done to relieve you of your concerns?
Well, we've talked about it because, you know, we don't want to cause any hardship with our neighbors, but we got to think of our children. And the only thing we've came up with is, like I said, the Braziers own property all the way to where Brazier Road starts. Why can't they just move it down quite a ways? You know, that's a big, large piece of property, and you got our house, the driving range, and then you got all this farmland that goes all the way to the road. I don't understand why it can't be moved down some.
Sure.
We don't own it.
We don't own it all.
But your family owns it.
No.
Well, that's the only thing we came up with.
Please address the board, not each other.
All right, but that's the only thing that we thought of was, can it just be moved down some? If it can't be moved down some, I don't see any other alternative. It's just not a good place in a residential, you know, with a residential house sitting right next to it. It's just not a good place for it. And I don't think a net is, like I said, sure, you could put up a 200-foot net, but who's to say overnight you don't have a storm and you get a hole, and the next morning somebody comes out. He doesn't get out there in time to see it. Somebody comes to golf and hits it, and it's just an accident waiting to happen is my concern. I do think Sussex County, I do think a driving range is a great idea, but not 100 feet from a house.
Right. Okay.
Just not a good place for it. So.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your concerns, Bob.
Thank you.
Okay. Was there anyone else here in opposition?
I asked the applicant a question.
Sir,
Mr. Brazier.
Mr. Brazier, you come back up, please.
The land on the opposite side of your property has the name Brazier on it. Is it
my Aunt Becky.
Family?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason you can't tilt the driving area a little bit to the, well, I don't know what direction that is, but basically to the left, to the east, so if somebody goes past the boundary, it goes on to your relative's property and not the Kofelts?
I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not saying that you can't do it, but the way it's set up, our plan was to put netting up all the way down. I've had coastal netting from Baltimore come out and look at it, and there are ranges in mid-cities with netting. That's residential. That's,
okay, what's your plan for the nets then, apparently?
The nets were to be 90 foot high after the 45, and they were going to go up to 90, and he said that he's, this is what this man does. He said they would catch 100% of the balls.
And when would those be put up?
I don't know. I'm working on it. It takes time, and
well,
apparently...
You don't have a lot of time. I mean, your expiration's on the horizon, and... You know, there's
right.
Other people that have to be considered here.
And the netting part, we talked. He had some balls in his yard. When the wind would blow, the netting would pick up at the bottom. I put a skirt on it, caught most of the balls. I don't know if he's getting more. But I watch people golf all the time, and I never see balls go near that net.
Mm-hmm.
They might go ground. They might ground it off the grass.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's how
she has some pictures with holes in
it. And we also had an agreement that we would pick up the balls 3 times a year. Like, we would do a cleanup. We clean up the balls out of the corn.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We
do that, so.
She has some pictures with holes in the nets.
The nets get holes. But they're not holes. If it went through the hole, it's going into the sky. It's not going into any kid. And they're constantly in their yards playing. Constantly out back playing in their yard. And the netting does cover their whole backyard. It does cover the whole backyard. It comes right to their back barn, and right behind it is the cornfield. Well, they have 10 feet from the barn to the cornfield.
The
balls don't sneak around corners. You know what I mean? It's not going to go around that pole to that swing set that's on the other side.
The mini golf course, is it going to be to the east of your driving range?
It's going to be to the east. Away from them.
I guess there wouldn't be any, I don't know whether it'd be beneficial to swap sides or not.
Ball slice, right, left. I mean.
Sir, why wouldn't you want to consider it just to move in it? I mean, on a different angle, I mean, that would satisfy them a little bit more too. You did, and the balls
would. Tearing up my path, what's already existing, invested there. And breaking it.
So it's all cement pavement they're sitting on?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not been and looked at that yet.
Yeah, that's what we need to do then. I sound get a lot of concerns. Now get on the net so you don't know when you're going to be able to.
Well,
you've met with the gentleman. He given you any idea? 60 days, 30 days, or 90 days, or nothing?
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to put in netting.
Oh, okay.
Cost thousands to do it, and.
Oh, all right. I'm going to wait, sir. Any other, counsel? Any other questions?
No, thanks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can I
all right, I'll take one more then, ma'am. Trent?
I do agree.
Here, come up to the, and dress the board, if you would, please.
I apologize.
It's okay.
I do agree that balls will go airborne, but those balls have to land somewhere. And the problem with them going into the cornfield, that's all fine and dandy because it's in our cornfield and he agreed to pick them up. But what happens if the combine comes out there to cut them? Or it makes it to the edge of the cornfield where our property line meets the corn. You just, there's no way to specifically determine where those balls are going to go. So I'm asking that it be suspended until either a decision's made. Right now, the net's not fixed. Yesterday, a ball could have got through. We could have been in the emergency room last night. A ball could have got through one of those holes.
Right.
So, sure, balls go airborne, but they have to land. And I don't want them landing. I don't know how they get to the swing set. I don't care how they get there. They get there. That's all I need to know. When my husband comes in and shows me this, thank God nobody was outside. It's our lawnmower blade. It was in our yard. I do not go over to his grass and particularly try to find damaged golf balls. I don't have a problem with it. Like I said, Sussex County is a good area. It needs a good driving range. I just don't want it. I don't want anything to happen to my children.
All right, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Hearing no other opposition and hearing the rebuttal at this time, the chair will entertain a motion.
Table case number 10,450. Get a chance to look at it. Direct next regular meeting.
Have a second to that? Okay. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,450 until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 17th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been tabled this evening until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 17th. Now the hearing is closed, so we'll take no additional testimony from anyone. It'd be just for the board to decide at that time. Give a couple of the members a chance to go back out and look at it again. Okay, so you can call the office at next morning if you'd like, or you may come. Okay.